Joined in studio now by Luke from Body Insight. Always great to have you in studio every single Monday for the last few weeks, man. How are you?
Yeah, good to be here. We're in the home stretch.
I know, the final 2 weeks of the Transformation Challenge, six-pack brickle. Eloise literally has her head in her hands. What is that reaction? She's in...
I just know I haven't done a good job.
Oh, okay. I thought you were judging me. I was like,
no,
oh, gosh.
I'm judging myself here.
Eloise feels guilty every time you turn up, Luke. And she's like, oh, no, he's going to be here on Monday, isn't he?
She suspiciously wasn't here during cold shower week.
Last week, of course, Bjorn hopping into the ice bath. And you can check out the video online, Facebook or Instagram. Just search up Life FM. So that was a bit of fun. For the rest of us,
it was like a spiritual experience. Honestly, getting in that ice bath, that was intense. And then I don't think we even mentioned this, but afterwards we were getting packed up, and Luke was like, "Okay, I'll sort this all out and get rid of it." I was getting my towel and everything. We had to come back up and keep doing the show. Go back downstairs. Guy forgot something. He's like stripping down and getting inside the ice bath himself.
Well, why waste the cold water?
Yeah, he didn't want to waste the
but
ice.
But this wasn't even for Facebook or anything. He was just doing it, just for enjoyment.
Yeah,
amazing.
The people across the street at the cafe were kind of looking at me oddly.
Yeah, we did have the garage door open. They're like, what is that strange man submerging himself in that tiny pool for?
I'm surprised the police didn't show up.
So we've been doing different things every single week to do with your health and looking after yourself. This week, Luke, what are we focusing on?
Well, we've been doing a few things that make us uncomfortable for a reason, right? We do the cold showers, we did the ice bath. I think it's time to do a little self-care, self-love. So maybe a day at a spa, a massage, anything that can get you to relax, unwind, de-stress. Because when the body's in a stress state, it's going to hold on to fat. It's not going to lose weight. So if we can do something to relax, music. Oh, all right.
Is this relaxing? Enough for you?
Yeah, it slowed me down.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, we love relaxing on this show.
So, Bjorn, yeah, I mean, do you regularly get massages? Is that part of your self-care routine?
You know what's interesting? My wife, I love a massage. Oh, gosh. I love a massage. My wife, one day in some, I don't know what mood she was in, but she was like, you know what, Bjorn? I know you love a massage. I'm going to give you a massage once a week. And I was like, oh, yes. And I was like, no, you won't, Liv. And she's like, no, I'm agreeing to it. I'm going to do it. I think I got one, and it's never happened again. But I had my birthday recently, and I got a massage. A couple of people were like, yeah, and they paid for me to go to some flash, like, place. Yeah, it was so relaxing. It was amazing.
Oh, it's one of the best gifts you can get.
Oh, it was incredible. I came out, I was almost asleep on my feet, just like stumbling through the building. Like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, you can't go wrong giving that as a gift for Christmas.
Especially at the end of the year, I think, for people, because you build up a lot of like tension and all that kind of stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Sure. Eat a lot of food on Christmas and go and massage it out.
Yeah, this is the end of the challenge, the home stretch. So I think you've earned it.
How much do you reckon that plays into that kind of stuff with, like, if your body's in a stressed state? Because obviously, anyone who's just catching up, I'm doing like a 9-week, 8-week transformation type challenge thing. So made a whole lot of lifestyle changes and food changes and all that kind of stuff. How much do you reckon if you're in a, like, a real stressed out state in terms of your sleep isn't that great and your... You said you can like hold on to fat and your body won't...
Yeah, when you're stressed, you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. Burning fat, building muscle, recovering. So sleep is a huge part. I mean, we did that early on in the challenge, focusing on the sleep, but that's just, it's not part of the self-care. Self-care is doing something intentionally to relax your body, release those endorphins, de-stress. Your body and mind really, really... flourish, thrive in that sort of environment.
To treat yourself.
Absolutely.
But what if you go to the gym to de-stress? Or what if you play sports to clear your mind? Like,
you
is that okay?
That is de-stressing.
Okay.
But physically speaking, the exercise is still a stress on the body, right? Because you're breaking down muscle tissue. It's like a controlled injury because you're breaking down the muscle for it to grow and get stronger and burn fat. So it's about doing something that is more recovery focused, more passive, like a massage, a spa, a sauna. I know, Bjorn, maybe a mani-pedi in your case, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just get along to the salon.
I might need to book in for about three of those, my toenails.
Oh, I don't want to know.
No, that'd take some work. You'd need a team of people investigating them.
You had to book a geologist.
Get out the chisel. So you recommend this week I need to organise some sort of relax, or Eloise or someone needs to organise for me.
What?
Well, you're the producer, Eloise. This is the kind of thing you might take care of. Organising a masseuse of some sort, or
in the studio.
Yeah, while he's doing the show. Yeah, imagine how relaxed the show would be if we had a studio masseuse.
Depends if it's deep tissue. You might be like screaming and yelping.
I've had that before on the show, actually.
All right, so this week the challenge to anybody out there and to us as well is to do something to relax and recover.
Yeah, something for self-care.
Well, this week is a week I can get on board with. You know, last week I distanced myself from the challenge, but this week I think I'll be right in.